The Limits to Growth is a study first published in 1972 based on what a research team at MIT discovered, basically saying that human societies have been doing nothing but growing, and that growth is not sustainable, and if this growth continues, there will be some kind of societal collapse. Opponents to this idea suggest that this is not worth worrying about, because humans are not stupid. We will solve this problem through technology, just like we've solved all previous problems through technology. Tim Connolly was the one who recommended this book to me, so now I'm going to ask him his opinion on the topic.
This is Money Philosophy with Tim Connolly and Tan Lei.
You told me about The Limits to Growth, the famous 1972 MIT report. I checked it out. I've heard about it a lot. I think a lot of people have heard about this projection of things collapsing, us running out of resources. But then I noticed there were also some opponents. So I was wondering, do you see their conclusions and do you agree with it? Or are you one of the people who think technology is going to solve these problems?
I'm one of the people who thinks both things are going to happen.
All right. Well, can we quickly give the background info? I'm not sure how much you remember it, how familiar you're with it, but how would you summarize the predictions from this book, from this study?
Okay. This, if anyone's a bit of a historian, they will remember Thomas Malthus, who predicted that population would grow exponentially and food production would grow in a linear fashion, and that we would have too many people and not enough food and society would collapse. This study is a fancier version of that. We are at a point where economic growth is going to stagnate, and that stagnation will cause all the other problems, cause starvation and cause a variety of calamities. And they're kind of correct. They that one, growth is not infinite. So they are correct in that, but the outcomes, I don't think, are going to happen the way they believe they're going to happen. That's why I said I'm a believer in both scenarios. Some bad stuff's going to happen, but some really good stuff's going to happen too.
Some bad stuff's going to happen, but some smart people are going to come up with some solutions.
They're not going to come up with solutions directly. That's not how human progress has ever occurred. There's never been a situation in human history where we said, hey, look at this really big problem. Let's solve that really big problem. We end up creating something else, and then we go, oh, that problem's not a problem anymore because we're not doing that anymore.
Interesting. So you don't think all the problems that we've solved so far, we were not deliberate in solving them?
Correct. And the problems we created were not deliberate either.
Yeah.
So a famous example, New York City was drowning in horse shit.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many people moving into New York City, and they could not keep up with cleaning up all the horse crap from all these horses. They couldn't even dispose of it because there were just mountains of these piles of manure. And they were like, there's just no way. Our population is going to have to be capped because there's no way we can go forward with this. We're going to have to reduce the number of horses. We have to.
Mm.
And then cars came out.
Mm. So you're saying Henry Ford or, you know, whoever, they weren't trying to solve the horse manure problem?
No. Whereas all the politicians and business leaders and everything in New York City, they were focused on solving the manure problem. And someone else who was just like, hey, you know, horses kind of suck for transportation. These internal combustion engines, they would be a better solution to transportation than horses. Most of society is focused on solving a problem instead of creating new behaviors through technology.
But the first thing they teach you in startup school is, what problem are you solving? What problem does your product solve? And you don't think that's a good way to go? You don't think we should be trying to solve problems? Even if I want to create new behavior, don't I need to have a problem in mind?
Yes, but picking the right problem is the important thing. Henry Ford picked the problem of how do we make cars for the masses? Because that's a better transportation than figuring out how to have more horses on the planet.
Let's try to apply this philosophy then to these five variables that they give in this report. So the limits to growth, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll quickly list the five variables. 1, population. 2, food production. 3, industrialization. 4, pollution. And 5, consumption of non-renewable natural resources. So these five things are growing. There's a limit. Once they hit a limit, everything's going to collapse. So don't you think we can succeed by looking at these specific problems? So how can we produce food better using better technology?
So if you focus on how do we produce food, okay?
With better technology. Without
less waste, without killing the planet, you know, all the environmental stuff.
Mm.
So a recent study out of a UK government-funded organization said, eat bugs. That's how we're going to solve the food problem, is we're going to make everyone eat bugs. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's like trying to solve the manure problem. Instead of figuring out, well, what else could we create? Could we create something different? Could we change the way farming is done? And there are technologies that are already moving that way. All you have to do is Google vertical farm. And you can see that, oh, wow, we could actually use far less water, far less land, and use renewable resources and create vertical farms and feed cities with nutritious, healthy food that's delicious and not make people eat bugs.
Mm. And when you say it's going to happen non-deliberately, I think, am I correct in assuming what you mean is it's going to happen in different silos? It's a complex network where somebody might invent a better way to do this one small job, and then somebody else might invent a better way to do this another small job. And then when they combine, that solves the problem of food production.
Yeah, it'll actually be like these 10 solutions to these smaller things are happening in all these different places.
And somebody else comes along and ties it up.
Yeah, it'll be like, and then there's these other 10, and then there's these other 10, and then somehow someone will put a combination of those together. And then all of a sudden, we have a completely different way of living that no one could have predicted.
So this, the limits to growth, this MIT report, why do you think it's worth thinking about for somebody that's interested in making money?
Because there's massive opportunities in every single one of those issues. And even if you just look at like, okay, these are problems that exist, instead of trying to solve them directly, try to create something new Because if you go to focus on that exact problem, you are not able to see other solutions that could solve it. Because you're focused on it. Whereas if you're creating new technologies that solve something else, they serendipitously create a new behavior.
Yes.
Right? It creates a new problem because we couldn't foresee that we would destroy the planet with roads and stuff like that with cars.
Mm.
So what's the next solution to the environment? Well, I don't know. That's like bigger than any humans could solve, the environment. But we could solve a new form of transportation. Granted, all the forms of transportation that people are trying to solve it with are prohibitive.
Okay.
You can't have a car. You have to take public transportation because that's how we're going to solve it. No, it's going to be something different.
So basically, yeah, I like that. So the point you're making is if you just want to solve a problem, the best way to solve any problem is to stop doing the thing that's causing the problem. That's the bad idea that we want to avoid.
Right. Because so it doesn't replace it with something better.
Right. So you're saying the way to solve problems isn't to stop doing the thing that's causing the problem. It's to find new things to do, new things that we haven't figured out yet because, you know, they don't exist yet. But just try to find new things to do and that will solve past problems. Just from continuous growth then, you're saying.
Continuous evolution, not growth.
Yes.
Because I do believe in limits to growth. The natural world does have limits to growth. But if we evolve, then we don't need to solve those past problems because they'll go away. Sure, we'll create new ones because, you know, we're not omnipotent. We're not all knowing.
I love it. As soon as I said growth, I was going to change it to evolution. So I love that. Continuous evolution. And now, the more evolved we become, the more we can control our evolution. So we should all be just taking advantage because we can control our evolution way more than our ancestors could have. We can influence, influence our evolution.
Right. Definitely. We're looking at a world where we're going to manipulate our genes and stuff like that. A lot of people believe that's control, but it's going to unlock stuff. We have no idea what's going to happen.
Just going back to not focusing on the problem. If getting personal wealth is the main focus, you're probably not going to get it. But if you're trying to solve another problem, you might get wealthy as a side benefit.
I think that if you focus on your form of production, and I don't know what it is. Whoever's listening, I don't know what your form of production is. But if you focus on that, focus on bringing what you uniquely can bring to the world, whatever it is, whether
focus
you're
on making instead of using.
Just focus on making instead of consuming. If you do that, if you focus on making things for the world will tell you whether or not they like it. and in the process of figuring out what you like to make and what the world wishes you to make for them, then in that process, you're going to find solutions. So if you're an artist, you know, how are you going to solve an environmental problem? You're not, right? But you create a new form of art.
Keep making art, keep making art, yeah.
Right, that influences people, that does something and we don't know what's going to come of it. We aren't capable of understanding what will come from us producing something that we care about that the world also cares about.
Oh,
and in the
I love
act
it.
Of that production, something magical always happens.
Okay. You don't necessarily have to focus on the problem. I see what you mean now. Yeah. So keep doing the thing you know how to do, make the things you know how to make. And the, like you said, even if the world doesn't appreciate it, it's still better than being a consumer, a full-time consumption. I don't want to say consumer, but it is a consumer. Somebody who just yes. who just causes consumption, a consumption causer.
Right. Right. And that's the world governments see human beings as these little machines that continually consume resources.
Yeah.
And so all their solutions are designed to how do we keep feeding these machines until we can stop having these machines? That's what they're doing. That's their solution to it all, is get rid of it, prohibition. And I'm saying that if we could get ourselves of all humanity, I don't trust governments. I don't believe in what they do. And so I'm not going to say governments could help with this, because they won't. They'll interfere with it. What I'm saying is that us humans, if we look at our behavior and say, wow, all I do is I consume. From the moment I'm born till the time I die, all I'm doing is consuming. But if you focused on creating, and I'll bring this in, if you think your job is creation, you go to a job, you're not creating anything. You're just trading your time for money. Some jobs may actually create, but most jobs are another form of consumption. So I'm saying
that's controversial.
Find something that you are producing, that in the course of your life, you produce more, far more than you consume. And it will change the entire world.
And you get rich. Awesome. That's the hit. We hit you, it. Go on.
And you make money.
Yes.